electric, electric shock, electric, electric shock.
점점 전류들이 몸에 타고 흘러다녀 기절할 듯 아슬아슬 찌릿찌릿
춤춤 충분해 네 사랑이 과분해 격하게 날 아끼는 거다 알아
내 꿈처럼 빨리 들어가 끝이 안 보여
맞춰서 날 사랑해줘
기척없이 나를 놀래키지 말아줘
춤 충돌하지 말고 살짝 나를 피해줘
격변하는 세계 그 속에 날 지켜줘
의사 선생님 yeah. 이건 뭔가요 숨이 가쁘고 yeah. 열이 나요
말 문이 막혀
yeah.
귀 까는 딩동딩동 눈이 바쁘셔 머릿속은
53.
I didn't look it up. I felt like it was 52. That sounds like a good number. Of the Always Rational K-Pop Podcast, I am Dame Dr. Foxy Brown.
And I'm Noelle. Hello.
And we have been fighting to record this.
Oh, yes. Yes, right. We have.
Sorry, it's not on time. But we have a lot of news-related stuff we can talk about. I guess until we get more regularly scheduled, the format of the show is going to be up in the air. I wasn't expecting this recording to actually happen, so I don't know. I had to scramble. I do blame Noelle. You can all blame Noelle. Or feel sorry for her, whatever. It's up to you.
I'd rather you guys feel my pain, okay? Don't blame me.
So, after being cancelled, I guess NBC, with all of their problems, I think they had a strike either earlier this year or late last year. They had all sorts of issues to deal with as a network, so I guess even though they cancelled the show for low ratings, they had to go back to it as a cash cow or as filler or whatever.
Are low ratings better than no money?
I think so. I think it's better to have low ratings than to be airing, I don't know, paid programs. So, this is coincidentally, this is a show that Noelle and I met each other through. So, somewhere deep down, there's a fondness for the show, even though it's not what it used to be. And, of course, we're talking about We Got Married. It's returning with its previous cast, Lee Jang-woo and Eun Jung from Tiara, only person I really know from Tiara, and I know other people's names, but, like, don't care. Anyway, we'll talk about Tiara later. And Kang Sora and Lee Took from Super Junior, who is inexplicably not in the army. That surprised
me. We were talking about that earlier. I mean, isn't he supposed to go?
Like, at this point, I'm sure Hee-chul is coming up on his first full year in the army. So I thought he would have had to be in by now. I guess I was wrong.
Well, I don't know what SM did. They're not going to let, what's his name, Ituk, go to the army anytime soon.
They pulled the string.
Yeah. It's obvious that I don't care about Ituk, but hey, some people may care about him.
Some people love him for inexplicable reasons.
I don't understand.
But if those two couples are your thing, rejoice, they're going to be back. The show got cancelled in March, I guess. They're filming, and whenever the show's going to re-air, they're going to be on it.
There's only two couples this time. Right. So how long is the show going to run? An hour and a half?
No, it's probably just an hour. I'm guessing you give each person half an hour. And speaking of Super Junior, Kangin, who's just recently been released from the army, has been signed on to participate in the Japanese musical of Gung, Princess
Yeah,
Hours.
it's ours.
Know how that's gonna go.
Okay.
I don't know how well he speaks Japanese or if he's gonna be in Korean. I don't know.
Well, you could just memorize the lines.
I guess you could. That would work.
Yeah.
You could do it phonetically or whatever. I'm sure that'll be
Yeah.
wonderful.
Hey, I have a question.
Go for it.
How does Kangin look like now that he's out of the army? Does he have muscles?
He is skinnier than he was. Like, there was a. I was looking at a picture of him, and I instantly forgot as soon as I closed the window. So, he looks different. Healthier.
Does he look better? Like, looking better?
I'd have to look it up again.
Yeah. Well, obviously he's gonna be a lot skinnier and healthier. I mean, they torture you in the army
He
with
still
the
looks
exercises and stuff.
like himself.
Only a lot skinnier. Okay, and healthier. But the all new, all improved Kangin from the army. Very interesting.
SM says to, temper your excitement with reality. He was offered the lead role, but they haven't confirmed it as of yet, so I guess fingers crossed.
I suppose that's his comeback project.
If
I
you're
mean,
into musicals.
yeah. What else can he do right now? Well, Super Junior isn't promoting, right?
Currently, no. I think they will be again very soon.
Oh, speaking of Super Junior, there are sort of like billboards in Manila with Siwon and Donghae for a clothing brand. It's called Bench. And well, they're cute. What can I say? Whenever I go to the mall, I see their huge, huge photo near the parking lot. That makes me happy.
Okay, now to somewhat inspirational news.
Yeah.
Donica Sterling, and I saw a video of this, like a month ago. But this is a 15-year-old girl who appears to be confined to a wheelchair, who has a terminal disease, is going to be flying to Korea on the 16th, which means by the time you hear this, this will be old news. Along with her mother, her grandmother, and her nurse. And she's gonna stay there for 2 weeks to visit Seoul and go to a welfare home for children with disabilities. And she's also gonna get to meet her favorite K-pop stars, SHINee and Super Junior. It seems that despite the what I assume is crippling pain that she's in, K-pop somehow has, I guess, like it has to a lot of us, has managed to bring some form of happiness.
To me
So,
especially, yeah.
there was a particular businessman who heard about her story and her love for K-pop, and he decided to sponsor this whole trip. And it was really cool of
That's really great.
SM
That's really great.
and the artists themselves, because I mean, it's all positive publicity, to, they'll work together and make this opportunity a reality, because it's a really sweet thing to do. And when you look at, they use the word terminal, so I
He's
assume
really sick.
she doesn't have much longer.
Oh.
But when you look at the impact this is going to have, not only on her but on her family as well, and to see her happiness at the moment that she meets these guys, she's gonna be really cool.
Yeah. This should be
And all of
great.
those "I wish it were me" people, you guys need to calm down.
Wait, you want to be terminally ill?
I
Like,
know,
no.
right?
Gee,
It's
no.
so just so you can meet Super Junior and SHINee, like, way to completely misunderstand the moment there.
God, no. That's not good, okay? I mean, imagine all the pain that she's in. You guys are lucky that you guys are well. You're normal. This girl is, she doesn't have too long to live. And I guess this is one of her last wishes, I suppose. Give it.
Yeah, it let her have her moment. It's not about any of the rest of us. It's not even about Shiny or Super Junior.
It's about her.
It's something that's done for her and that she's gonna get to enjoy. And please don't be jealous. That is the weirdest emotion to have
Oh,
over
don't
something
be
like
jealous,
this.
you guys, okay? She can't go to concerts. I mean, how can she go to concerts, right? Just think about that, okay? She can't do normal things like what you guys can do. So give that to her. Be happy for her.
Exactly. So, sad news. I guess inevitable sad news. And so the landscape of after school is again about to be changed forever. Last year we experienced the loss of Becca, who was the most popular international, the most popular member in international fan base. And now we're going to, I guess, celebrate the loss of the most
Celebrate?
important member. Celebrate is because they use the word graduation, and you celebrate graduations, right? The loss of the most important member of After School, the reason After School exists, and of course, we're talking about the leader, Gahee. I guess from She Had the solo album, you could kind of see this coming, because they gave her a full length album before they gave After School a full length album. So it's like, okay, this is a clue. And it's cool because like when you think about it, she had been trying to have a professional singing career for over 10 years, and she literally worked her way up from the bottom, backup dancer for BoA and Dongbang Shinky, and all and various other people. I think she worked for YG at one point, and it's like now you're at that point where, yeah, you've been in this girl group for the last 3 years. And now you're jumping off that springboard into full-on solo artistry. And I really, really hope it works out well for
Me
her. I
too.
do.
I wish her the best. I hope that she has a great career ahead of her, and I hope that she just doesn't fade into oblivion.
Oh God, that would be terrible.
No,
I
please
think After
don't.
School will fade into oblivion, but like I don't want her to disappear because she is just brought so much awesome to K-pop, just in the way she dances, in the way she puts her all into her performances, and the way she manages the group. And obviously part of that is due to being so much older than the other members of the group. It kind of is a natural, sort of way of things. But everything she's participated in since she debuted has been really awesome and infused with her personality, and
Love Gahee.
there is like so much you could say about her, and all of it is awesome. And I'm sure the members of After School themselves are gonna miss her a lot, not just from a talent perspective, like not just my selfish, dickish way of saying things. I'm sure they're gonna miss her as a friend, a sister, a manager, a sort of in-group manager, all that sort of thing. And like assuming everything is fine within After School, what we feel with her loss from the group is nothing compared to how they feel about it. Especially since they also have the pressure of their comeback, which is very soon. June 21st is when they're gonna release the fifth mini album with their new member, Gaon, who she better be good, because.
Hey, she can't feel Gahi's shoes, okay? Come on.
No, I'm not saying she has to, but like the whole group has to at this point. Someone pointed out something that I hadn't even thought about, but very early on in After School's career, Becca and Gahee did most of the rapping in the group,
Yes.
and
Their debut
once Becca,
performance, remember that? That was so awesome.
yes, once Becca left, the younger group members, I guess Nana and whoever the other person is, I don't know who the other person who takes over for rapping is, but they had to fill in for Becca when they performed the older songs. And now you also have to fill in for Gahee, which is a huge problem because she sings a lot of most of their tracks. So when you only have a few people that are really vocally talented, and I mean less than two, it's very, and who already, that one person is already very overworked. It's gonna be very difficult going forward for Pleatus if the newer members, like
Young and Guy, Gayun? Did you say Gayun? Yeah, it's gonna be difficult for them if they can't sing. I don't know. But the reason why I love After School is because of Gahi. And I don't know if I can still love After School the same way with Gahi's loss.
I don't know, because like the after school I fell in love with was
It's Gahi. Gahi
it was
Becca. It's
So Young,
better.
Juyeon, Jungah,
For
Gahi,
Yui.
Becca. I don't know, because like Diva, I wasn't really all about that song, and I didn't really the newer members, like the Orange Caramel class, I didn't really get into them outside of Reina until Shampoo. And like that was like Becca's last major song, so it was like, and I feel like they have really huge shoes to fill, and most likely, I mean, it already had started, which I think probably also contributed to her leaving like only 3 years in. The other thing is the music styles have been changing, and not just like slowly, it's been changing dramatically. With the addition of every member, sure, they do really amazing, cool things like learn how to tap dance or learn how
Yeah,
to play drums.
very, very
But
amazing.
they have a whole lot of dedication with what they do, and every time it's really good to see how much they've grown. But they were at the time when we got the 21s and 4 Minutes and all those really, I mean,
Fierce?
obviously 21's not a really, really girly
The
group,
fierce ones,
but
apparently, with quotation marks, the fierce groups.
right, when we got all these fierce groups, like we got a mature group full of women, with the exception of Becca, who was still pretty young, that knew how to own the stage and knew how to own their sexiness and all of that, and they were actually fierce. And with the additions of Nana, Lizzie, to some extent Yui, Lee Young, and I'm sure with this new girl, Gun now, all of that has pretty much gone away. And that's the danger when you're adding and subtracting members as part of your concept. And obviously this took them really long to really start subtracting, but you've lost a lot of the original personality of After School, and that's what a lot of people fell in love with. But at the same time, you have every time you add a new member, there's going to be someone that joins the fandom just because of
More
them.
suckers.
So I'm sure they'll still have fans, but After School obviously at this point isn't what we
Definitely not.
grew to love.
And just a bit of trivia here, there are only two K-pop CDs in my car that I never take out. Out of all my music, there are only two CDs in the car, okay? It's After School's version and Dongbang Shinki's TVXQ, the Japanese album, Tone.
Like, at some point, someone is gonna have to explain to me how groups like Morning Musume and AKB48 work.
I'm
Like,
confused.
how do they cycle in and out members without like a huge uproar, without like fandom taking a huge hit? Because they seem to have that formula down
Because they've been
perfectly,
around for
and I don't
years, and people are
understand.
used to it. Remember? Like Morning Musume,
Just
they have
it
different
boggles.
generations.
It
I
boggles
don't
the
know.
mind. Oh, obviously, this is what After School was intended to be, but because they took so long to start implementing it, and it's just like every new single, you get a new girl. Like, it would be better if they had a static number. Like, okay, After School is a 9-membered group, and whenever someone enters, someone leaves, rather than just adding a member each new song. Until we have 52 members and we don't know what
52.
happened.
Why not make it 48, like AKB48, huh?
I like, first of all, you can't copy AKB48, and I like the number 52 as evidenced by the opening of this episode. But another thing that happened, there was some speculation, thank God it was false, that Nana was going to be the
Apparently,
new
I've
leader
seen
of
that,
After School.
yeah, very quickly.
which was the most ridiculous thing. It's just like, okay, that's the end of this group. Even though leader is somewhat of a meaningless title, to a certain degree. Obviously, you take all the responsibility. If your group does poorly, you take the responsibility to make sure your members go to their assignments and their jobs for that day, even though they have
And
managers
Nana
that do that
is
sort of
fairly
thing
young,
too.
right? It's going to be difficult for her to control all these girls. Give it to the older girl.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, so they gave it to Jenna, who, God, I think she was born in 84, I don't, or 83. I don't remember how old she is specifically. I know she's older than me, which makes her like ancient by K-pop standards. So, in what will probably be one of her, I feel like she's gonna be the next person to go. Whenever that happens. Or maybe she'll stick around the entire life with the group. I don't know. I wish them all the best because I really liked them
I
at
love
one point.
After School. The original After School. I don't know if I can still say the same thing after all of this.
I still really like Jungha, but and I'm glad for her that she has this kind of opportunity. But we're gonna have to see what happens with the
And the
next song.
style. I don't know what's going to happen with the musical style now.
God, I'm
All
so
up in the
scared.
air.
Like their new song is gonna be called Flashback, and they're dressed in black, so it's clearly a mature
Well,
concept.
yeah, because it's
Mature and sexy.
black. Okay. Right. Damn. That's a bit sad. What are you going to give the people more sad news? Yeah. Yep.
I guess I have to. Like,
Yeah.
you gotta throw all the sad out one time, and
Yeah.
then you
Give it
throw
all in
up the
one
happy
go.
news.
What's up next?
But
More suicides, right?
more
Yeah.
a suicide. Jung Il, actress, was found hung in her apartment, which would be the 14th. Her family and friends say that she was not depressed, even though people attribute it to depression. She wrote a Facebook entry that made it sound as though she was going through some difficulties in her life. So it's still up in the air as to the cause of her suicide. Again, every time this happens, this is a tragedy, regardless of where it happens and what the person's occupation was. We can only hope that wherever she is, she feels better and that her family and friends will be able to cope with her loss in time.
Yeah,
So,
rest in peace.
rest in peace to
And you
her.
know, depression is not a joke. I know. I so know. Okay, it's difficult. And I don't get why they're denying it. Is it because of the stigma of mental illness for the family?
And that's possible, and at the same time, depending on where they live, they may not have had much contact with her, so they may not know
Yeah.
her as being depressed,
And
so.
I don't know who she is, to be honest. She's a new actress.
Yeah, it says she was in Love, but there was a strike, so she didn't get paid for it, and she was having a hard time with finances and things like that, so all of that is very difficult. Being a new young actress trying to get your face out there. So also,
Yep.
I can't imagine the pressure.
That's really, really difficult. Okay, now may she rest in peace. Okay. No more sad news, right? Okay, thank goodness.
No, not a jump into a completely disrespectful tone.
Yeah.
Big Bang's Alive Tour has announced a plethora of dates. Obviously, some of them are still as yet to be announced, including Lima, Peru, and Sao Paulo, Brazil.
But the only thing that matters is that they're going to Manila on October 24th. Well, to me anyway.
Listen, you. Europe, the continent of Europe, and more countries. I assume those countries they mean are in Europe. Although it could also be South America or Canada. I don't know. I don't want to get your hopes up by saying Canada.
But for sure, they're going to the US. Of course, LA is up there,
Yeah,
right?
let me run through the dates quickly. If you haven't heard for some reason, they're doing Saitama and Fukuoka in the next this week and next week. They're going to Singapore on the 28th of September, Bangkok on the 6th and 7th of October, Jakarta on the 13th of October, Taipei on the 20th and 21st of October.
Taiwan gets two nights. Okay.
That could just be approximately, I assume. I assume it's both nights. Like, Osaka got four dates, so.
Well, yeah, it's Japan. Okay.
Manila, like you said, is October 24th.
Yay.
Kuala Lumpur gets the 27th of October. Hong Kong is the 8th of December. And then Los Angeles, California, United States, it's the 3rd of November. And Newark, New Jersey, oh, I'm sorry, the 3rd of November in the Honda Center. And Newark is the 9th of November at the Prudential Center, which is a basketball arena, I think.
Must be biggish, I think.
I think it was where the Nets used to
Okay.
play. It seems like it is. Yeah, okay, the New Jersey Devils, the hockey team plays there. And I'm guessing the former New Jersey Nets, now the Brooklyn Nets, used to play there as well. So there is a good amount of seating space. Who knows if they're going to use all of it? So as soon as tickets become available, one should purchase. But I recommend that you guys hold off for like an hour or two so I can ensure that I get my tickets.
Selfish.
Hey, listen, this doesn't come around all the time, even though I'm super not a fan of the latest music. I think this is an opportunity that I think is not going to come around more than once, especially
Yeah.
since they've experienced problems and they may continue to. So, and
More
again, well,
problems? Is there anything out there in the horizon for Big Bang that I should know of? Because I'm so out of it.
no. Right now,
Okay,
no.
good. Good.
They had their second promotion, or they're going to. Monster has been doing well on the charts. It was number one on this week's Billboard Korea. Wonder Girl's song was number two. That's all I remember, even though I watched the whole video.
I gotta say, I haven't heard Monster yet. I haven't heard the Wonder Girls' song. I haven't heard anything since April. Just bits and pieces. Although I have heard FX's new song and I didn't like it. Okay.
Just had to throw that out there. I didn't like it. It was terrible. So clearly, being fans of Big Bang since pre-debut, we're both looking forward to their concerts near our respective countries. And if we both do get to go, I'm sure we will discuss the individual shows. I will make Noelle not say anything to me until I get to see this show for myself 2, 3 weeks later.
We'll wait a
So,
month after, after
yeah,
I
we'll
see
see
the
how long
concert.
she can hold her tongue about it. I don't know how close ticket she's gonna get or whatever package she's gonna get, but we'll see.
We'll see how it goes.
It's
Hey, speaking of
hopeful this time.
YG and tours, 21. Tell them about 21. 21's
So
world.
21 is launching their first world tour, 2012 New Evolution. We'll start with their Korean concerts on the 28th and 29th of July at the Seoul Olympic Gymnastics Stadium. Live Nation, which is helping out Big Bang, is also helping out 21.
Okay.
So, high quality sounds of Teddy. I don't know.
Look.
But the songs are
And
rearranged by the world's best music director and session musicians.
that's who?
So, I don't know.
Okay.
Doesn't say. So that's going to be interesting, I'm sure. They give concert information, blah, blah, blah. The concert guide will be there, I assume.
Did they announce the
And
countries yet?
each. No, they haven't announced anything. It's just that it starts with Seoul. So I'm guessing in July they'll start releasing more dates because Big Bang did their tour actually started in March with two dates in Korea and then continued in May. So I guess they're gonna do it piece like Big Bang did and release information as it becomes relevant, I guess. Just enough
After a few
enough
months.
months in advance that you get all excited and then you forget about it and you get a ticket notice and it's like, okay, cool. Now I have to start making travel plans. But hey, if 21 comes close as well to where I live, assuming the Big Bang's New York show does well, I'm sure they'll do an East Coast show also. I'm a hypocrite. I'll go.
You know what? I'm not gonna say anything. I'm not sure if I'm gonna go because I've seen them live. They're good. Actually, they're really good. They're good live. But, wow. Is that a chicken? But
You know it's a chicken.
it's been a while since I heard that. But, because I've seen them live before and I'm not that excited about it anymore, about the group performing live in front of me. If, let's say, it's Sonny Day, yeah, sure, I'll watch. Definitely, because I haven't seen them live. That's the difference.
I understand, like it's sort of once you see them once, it's not that interesting anymore, I guess. You know what they're
Yeah, and I'm
capable
not really
of.
a big 21 fan. I guess that's why. But I like some of their songs.
I totally understand that. I'm not a huge fan either, but it's like you have it's a really big issue with getting people to perform on the East Coast. SM did it. Big Bang is gonna do it now. So it's more about proving to them that there's an audience on the eastern coast of the US, and hopefully doing that will convince them also to try the Midwest and the South so that more and more people could be can have access to these shows without paying huge sums of money to travel all the way across the
True.
country. Really, whether you go to LA or New York, it's going
So
to be the
show
same
them
thing.
support is all that, you know, she's trying to say. Deeds being nice here. Show them support, even if you don't particularly like them, but if you enjoy some of their songs, go ahead.
Yeah, K-pop concerts are an experience. Let's put it like that. So even if it's a group you don't particularly like, as long as they're somewhat talented, I think you will enjoy the
That
experience.
is so true. Right. So, next concert news. Wait, what's
Okay.
next? There's another tour, right, in LA? Oh, it's just the SBS concert?
You skipped all the
Yeah.
way to the bottom. Confuse me. Yeah, so several idol groups are gonna attend SBS K-pop Festival in LA, which I assume is going to be filmed to air on SBS at some point in the future. I will replace Inkigayo. So far, they are. Oh, of course. SHINee, 2PM, Kaara, 4 Minute, Beast, SISTAR, Secret, and Infinite. Specific details have not been confirmed, but TS Entertainment says that Secret will definitely be there, so. You're a fan of them. Go for it.
Yep, go for it. I guess I'm gonna go if I lived in the US. Yeah, most probably because Sonyeo Shidae is there. 2PM, not so much. SHINee, not so much. Wait, you said Secret, right? Not SISTAR?
Both of them.
Okay, I'm gonna go because of SISTAR. If I live in the US, okay.
It's like screw Secret, their songs are terrible. They're way more talented than SISTAR, but their songs are terrible. So I don't care about them. Infinite is also a very good
Very
watch.
good, yeah.
They are extremely talented, even though I still don't care about them. I cannot memorize their names.
I don't even know anyone from Infinite. I only know one song, Before the Dawn. Is that it? Is that a song?
Yeah, that's a song from last year, I think.
Yeah.
Their song from most recently is called The Chaser, and it was the last popular song at the music shows. Unfortunately for everyone, Big Bang released the song. Wonder Girls released the song as well, so those two are the ones that are going to be winning. I assume Big Bang more so than the Wonder Girls. In terms of this lineup, like the only thing, and regardless of my feelings about Girls' Generation, they do put on a show, so I can't get mad at that.
No.
Kara, 4 Minute, they're on the lower end of the talent spectrum, as well as 2PM.
Still a good watch,
It's
though.
unfortunate. Yeah, half of the group is sort of talented, and the other half is just meh. Shiny is good. So I'd say top tier here would be, in terms of talent, performing ability, not the same thing as talent. I put Sistar on top just because of their songs recently.
What song is she there?
I said talent. You're not
Okay,
listening to
fine.
me.
No, I thought you said performance ability.
I
Talent
said
and performance ability.
talent and not performance abilities.
Okay,
I've not seen
okay.
Sistar put on a full concert or anything similar. I guess they're going to be 4 songs anyway, so almost all of these groups can handle that. Sistar, I'll say Infinite, and then Secret. Then I'll put Girls' Generation, Shiny, 2PM.
I wonder who's down at the
Like, I.
bottom.
Because I'm a fan of 4 Minute, I'll put them on the bottom. They'll understand.
Wow, I thought they were gonna put Kara way down at the bottom.
But see, Kara is a global group now, so they've experienced performing on many different stages. And 4 Minute, while they've performed in Asia, and I think they've performed at the Hollywood Bowl before. This is more or less the same thing,
Okay,
but.
wait. When did you equate talent with being a global group?
I didn't, but I said performance ability also, so I was putting
Okay,
that
fine.
in. I like because the Japanese love them so much, I assume they have some sort of performance ability. This is me going out on a limb here.
Okay.
And I
Get a
understand
machine for this, but.
that Kara and 4 Minute are almost equal in terms of ability, so
Okay.
I can't show favoritism here.
Why don't we just put them both at the bottom, equal
I
rank?
think they are technically both at the bottom. Okay, so he of the weed smoking inclinations, Crown J, is serious about his comeback. So he held a comeback performance at the Phantom Club in Shinsadong on the 10th of June. And to make people happy, to show that they're still cool, to be a good friend, whichever one of those explanations you prefer. So In Young, formerly of Jewelry, now of Solo, showed up for his concert. Of
Yeah.
course, they met on We Got Married as the aunt couple, or the, God, what was the other name
New
for them?
edition couple?
Thank you. The materialistic couple. They were really fun. The bickering and everything was, it was like, oh my, like some of those episodes, they really seemed like they were gonna come to blows, which, considering how scripted variety shows are, that was really good. She apparently gave him some words of encouragement, whatever that means.
Okay. Yeah, and when you told me about that earlier, I was like, who? I mean, I've totally forgotten about So Young and Crown Jade and You Got Married because it's been so long.
I don't know why you intentionally forgot about that, but yeah, it's a really nice show of
Friendship?
friendship,
Yeah.
I think is the word for it. Like he's been going through a lot recently. I don't know if his musical career is going to be able to rebound. All of that is up in the air, but good on him and good on her. Like you guys are friends. That is really cool because there are many alum from this show that don't talk to each other anymore, clearly.
Definitely, we know that.
And that breaks people's hearts, and I just find it funny.
You're so mean.
I am so mean.
Be nice, okay?
If I was nice, this show wouldn't have any listeners.
Okay.
Because someone had mean. I'm not even that mean. Like, you are way worse than I am when you're being mean.
Haven't been mean lately, I think.
So we haven't been recording
I
lately.
guess, and maybe my life has tampered with my moods.
Like by
Yeah.
default, mean. So we only have a little bit of new debut news because I am talking way too much. Big hit of managing 2PM fame, obviously run by the Hitman Bang. They're going to debut
Girl group.
a five. Remember Girl Group? I think that's the amount they have in the group. Glam, who we've heard before on 2AM's album. I linked you the song and promptly forgot the name of it.
Yeah, and we
Sorry.
were talking about what glam means, and it's really a stretch. Girls be ambitious.
Girls be
Okay.
ambitious.
Right, okay.
Sure. There are dumber names. It's like, whatever, at this point. Their song is called Just Me with 2 AM. So if you have their first album and you somehow, like, I know if you're like me, in the back of your mind, you're like, glam, glam. Where have I seen that name before? And that is probably it. So you could go back through, listen to that song, and refresh your memory or temper your expectations or whatever you want to do. Get hyped for their
Yeah.
debut.
He was telling me earlier that they're supposed to be, excuse me, a ballad group, so I guess they can sing.
I'm just assuming they're a ballet group because because of the company they're coming from. They don't have dance artists in the. Well, I guess it Can Mi Young sort of counts as a dance artist with the other.
Can Mian can sing, right?
You're asking me. You should be telling me. She's one of those people that's
Know,
been
I mean.
around forever. You should know.
I know. She can sing, right? Maybe my measurement of her ability is different from how you measure her ability.
I don't have a problem with it. I like some of her songs. But of course, I wasn't around in the heyday of early K-pop, so I'm like, when I thought none of those people could sing. So it's like,
Know what?
yeah.
The singers before are a lot better than the singers now because, come on, you have heard worse.
I have, but it's like the style made it sound like they couldn't sing. I won't
Yeah.
say that they couldn't sing, because obviously, in every group is structured more or less the same way. They're all people there that are just there to be pretty, even in the early 90s. So, she's not, I don't think she's one of those people that was just there to be pretty, otherwise, she wouldn't still have a solo career. This is a dual management by Big Hit Entertainment and Source Music, who manages Can Mi Young and 8 of 8. So I guess we have a lot to expect from them. They of course, as anyone from a medium-sized company does pre-debut, they have a reality TV show that you guys can go and look up and fall in love with their personalities and not their
Of
talent and
course.
decide on your favorite member
That's how
of
it
that show.
is, right? You need the personality first before the actual talent, right?
Yeah, it's so people can get CF deals and all of that before they debut. They could get acting roles in sitcoms.
Yeah, so they get more money before they actually debut, which is not bad, but for me, I don't really like it because. I listen to singers sing. I don't really watch. No, I don't really want to watch them act. I guess that's what I want to say. All right. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back with more news, all right? We're back, you guys. Just a very quick break. Because I was having a coughing fit. Go ahead, see?
Were you really? For all the talking?
Yeah, I was.
All those 15 seconds of talking. Okay, so, Tiara.
What? Tiara's going to come back with another long-ass music video. Another dramatic long-ass music video. And
I love dramatic videos and I haven't watched any of them.
Not interesting.
Like, from they started... Except for the first one where the original version got banned and they had to do a rerun. Like, that was the first one the only one I watched. And the rest, I think it's just because I don't have any interest in Tiara. I'm, like, not going to sit down for 20 minutes and watch this. Especially if the song's not that good. But anyway, their new member, who they just started releasing official photos of, even though her school pictures leaked, Arum. She's gonna join for July 7th for their comeback, and then the other member who they released information on first, Danny, is gonna join the group in December. So by December, they will be a 9-membered group.
Wow,
as they promised.
Okay. I mean, I can't even remember all their names. And add 2 more.
It's Kyuri, Jiyeon, Eunjung, Boram. That's it. That's all I got out of 7. So, I don't know.
I only know Eunjung, Jiyeon, and... Oh, God. Yeomin, I think.
Okay, that's a different person from who I know. But the only people CCM is treating worse than Tiara, and it's only, like, technically worse. Because Tiara is being overworked to death. And, God, what's the name? Coed is not getting worked at all. So,
do they even exist?
They do still technically exist, because there was a release with the boys after they dropped Kang Ho and they added a new member.
Oh, yeah.
They did...
Oh, with the twins, right? The picture with the twins? Is that the one that confused me? Remember that?
Yes. Because they looked like boys, and it was confusing. And that was just a male version of one of Tiara's songs, so it wasn't fair to them.
Lovey-dovey?
I think so.
Yeah.
So, in second most important news for the night, after Big Bang's dates, N-Train.
Yes, finally, they're going to be back.
Of One Last Cry fame, which I still maintain was the best debut song of 2011.
And then we wanted them to come back, right?
We were begging them to come back. It's like, you only have one song out. Don't do this. Don't disappear with just one song. And thankfully, someone has heard our prayers, and they are going to come back. It was supposed to be the 14th, which is yesterday, but it got postponed the whole week to the 21st. Pray with us that this happens. We need this.
Yeah, just don't push it back again. I'm so sick and tired of things being pushed back. I mean, give me something good in my life after Big Bang, okay?
So they're going to have a upbeat electronic song as opposed to One Last Cry, which was very soulful R&B-ish, and it's annoying that people won't stick with that because nobody's doing R&B. Nobody... And it's an opportunity to completely corner the market, but I don't know, maybe people don't have faith in the genre's popularity, so.
It needs to be a dance song. I don't know why.
I suspect N-Train can't even dance. And why would they need to?
Because they can sing. Well, now they're learning how to dance. Okay, which is harder to learn, how to sing or how to dance?
It depends on the person, because it's like, if you can't sing, like, if you're tone deaf, I don't know what they can do to help you.
No,
it's
true.
If you have no rhythm, they can eventually come up with some sort of dance where you look like you're doing something.
Yep. Okay. So, useless people tend to be dancers, or something
like
that?
Oh my god.
That's a stretch, too.
Yes, that's terrible.
But, Okay, so even if they can't dance, I don't really care because they can sing. I'm sure they can pull off their dance song vocally. No problem with that. Let's just see how they perform. Oh no.
You were too terrible. So,
Maybe they will give them very simple dance moves.
probably, I think they're gonna end up ultimately with something like what Speaker had, which is like just barely dancing.
God, that's horrible. God.
I don't think Speaker can dance either, so it's fair. But speaking of 2011 groups that we loved, Rania, who is supposed to be having a comeback within the month, they performed Killer at the Dream Concert, and we all saw it, and we all love it, and we love the choreography. I don't know about the outfits, but they're a six-membered group now, because Thai member Joy has returned to Thailand, and the company let it happen without saying anything, and they haven't said anything for a good few weeks. And then they finally released a statement, which basically says that Joy's family in Thailand had some difficulties around the time of the floods, and as we all know, it's a very tragic, traumatic event in Thailand. And I don't know if her interview with Al Jazeera happened around that time, and maybe that's why she was so obviously depressed when she talked about her family. But they said that she left to go and be with her family during this time, and to help them to recover and reestablish themselves. And they said things like, she's expressed a desire to participate in their overseas activities, and if that is possible, they'll look into that. And she also has expressed a desire to come back to the group after her family issues are settled, and at the company, they will meet with her and they will discuss that. So that's kind of enough leeway to say,
It's all up in
obviously,
the air.
it's sort of to say, well, if she doesn't rejoin the group, we tried.
So I'm not sure if, you guys want to get your hopes up, but I'd say that just be neutral about it because it sounds as if, they don't really know. But I have a feeling that she's not going to come back.
Me too. Like, it's very rare that you leave the group and they allow you to come back. So I just have this feeling that we've seen the last of Joy in Rania. Just saying.
Be prepared.
So I guess these two also count as new release. Three, I'm sorry, count as new releases.
Which one?
2AM's
Oh,
Jokwon,
yeah. He's gonna have a solo
who's
debut.
first solo album, is going to release on the 25th of June, and his first single is going to release on the 18th. I guess the name of his album is Animal. I don't know. Like, they're going for, like, he's in fetish gear. I don't know what this, like, it's like a leather studded shoulder piece mask thing, and then,
And spikes.
and it looks like the rest of his shirt, jacket, outfit thing has feathers. So I don't know what, if anything, is going on in this picture. But I took a look at his track listing, and it involved Wingardium Leviosa. So he too,
Is it that Harry Potter?
yeah, he too has a Harry Potter spell, along with Junsu, as one of his tracks. So, like, I looked at it and I was like, oh. And then I was like, wait, no, this is silly. Y'all need to stop doing this. He's going to wear masks and flower themed
Okay.
things.
Hey, you guys look at the cover photo and just take a peek at his eyebrows. It looks like a caterpillar.
This chick is hating,
I'm
okay?
not. I just noticed that. Like, too
Severe
much makeup
hating.
there, okay? I mean, makeup artist, just why did you have to do that to his eyebrows? Yeah, you could have just left it alone.
If he did that to his own eyebrows.
Well, that's a different thing, okay?
I'm
I
sure he
hope
could
that he
do
didn't do it to his own eyebrows, okay? Please, please.
that. Don't touch your own face. So, Yoonha of, I don't know, we love Yoonha? Do we still?
Yeah, of
We
course we do.
We talked about her a lot and her drama with her former record label, Lion. We don't know what company she's with now, but she's about to release her fourth album, Supersonic, and the first track from the album is called Would We Have Changed, featuring Phenom John Park. And it's a obviously a duet, and it appears to be a very nice song. I haven't got the opportunity to listen to it, but it will be up on the site and available for you guys to listen to and talk about. So I again, and this is gonna sound like a broken record, but we wish you and her all the best. She's gone through a lot in the past year and a half to 2 years, like almost dying, being in a medically induced coma, and all that stuff. So, going on to being in a fight with her record label for monies owed and the rights to her own music and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, she's been through a lot, and I'm just glad that she's back. Because I really thought that she wasn't gonna make any more music. I mean, she's been
And
burned.
she just has this really beautiful voice, and she's very talented as a musician. And like the new generation of K-pop fans just never really got to know her when she was at the top of her game. So they started praising IU as though she was this miracle, and like, but this girl did all of this stuff before IU. I don't understand. Anyway, that's the personal thing.
Yeah, guys, she's good. I haven't heard the new song, but she's linked me to it. I will probably listen to it later.
And lastly, as we're gonna close with this because it is mad hot in my room. Far East Movement released the remix to Live My Life featuring Tiger JK, Tasha, and Justin Bieber. And like we talked about, I think late last year, Tasha has plans to enter the American music industry as, I assume, a rapper and probably also as a vocalist. So this song, obviously with Far East Movement having the level of popularity they do now comfortably enjoy, this song is a venue for her to expose herself to an international audience. And she does a fairly good job on the track. I was surprised to hear Tiger JK rap in Korean in this song. I don't know why. But there is a link where you can listen to the song with the lyrics translated so you can understand what he's saying. And if you're not a Far East Movement fan, this song is probably not for you. If you're a Justin Bieber fan, this song is probably not for you.
I have a question though. I mean,
Go for it.
I was listening to the original song with a guy from LMFAO, and I was trying to figure out where in the world does Justin Bieber sing in the song.
He sings the bridge chorus.
He does?
Yeah, he
Okay.
does.
Okay.
I
Was
mean,
trying to figure that out.
I haven't listened to the original, but going by the remix, that's what he does.
Okay, I suppose. Because I've been, yeah, I was looking at the video, watching it. I just watched it twice, okay, on MTV. And then Justin Bieber, I don't see him in the video, or is that him in the background, or I don't know.
You're asking so the wrong person.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not a Bieber fan. How would I know?
Yeah, he cut his hair differently. So, just as a quick sort of wrap-up thing, because we're out of news, is there anything in the rest of 2012, because we are halfway through the year, is there anything that you are looking forward to in K-pop that you want to see more of? Anything, any artists you want to see have a comeback? Any issue you want to see addressed? And maybe we could talk about it next time.
Me? I just want JYJ to come back.
You need a
Do
longer
you have
list
to
than that.
ask me? Yeah, well, God, I mean, because everyone's coming back. All the big groups are coming back each year anyway. I don't know. Issue? Anything that I want addressed?
Yeah.
The salary issue, the treatment of the artists. I hope it happens. I hope they do something about that for real. The abuse, everything. I mean, especially with the arrest of that CEO from Open World.
Open world, yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's a step ahead, right? Step ahead in the right direction.
Yeah, but the next step obviously is preventative measures.
Yeah.
obviously you have to police these entertainment companies, not just the small ones, but the large ones as well. It may not necessarily be something that the company head is doing, but it may be something that a manager is doing, saying that, hey, if you sleep with me or if you do this for me, I will put in a word with whoever and get you another audition or get you in as a trainee. Is we obviously realize with when you look at the thousands of kids that are auditioning every year, that there is a huge market of kids to prey on. And unfortunately, with the society set up the way it is, where certain things get swept under the rug, certain things are expected of you if you're going to enter the entertainment industry. Obviously, there needs to be a cultural shift, especially, and we've harped on this many, many times, especially if you plan on entering an industry as open, for lack of a better word, as really the American, the European, and the Western music industry on the whole. The paparazzi is really out of control. There's no limit to the information we can find out about you. And you can have all the fangirls in the world. They will not be able to protect your information from leaking out. Because these reporters that are going to come now and going to be looking for information on you, especially if you become a hit, which I don't know, may not be anytime soon, but they're going to be able to get information, and they've faced people way scarier than you before. So they're not going to be bothered by the idea that you can bully them. So you're not going to, even if you, like, there are things that obviously they tell reporters, but they're able to strong arm the reporters into not saying anything. I don't think this is going to be very effective when it comes to Western paparazzi, because they've faced off against way more powerful
That's right.
companies.
It's a different industry. Similar, but very different. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, every entertainment industry has its skeletons in the closet, but when it's not their own skeletons, they don't care when it comes
True.
to exposing them. So if you've abused people in your past, if you've, and again, it all depends on the image you're trying to sell. If you're trying to sell the same sort of innocent image, as you do in Korea, in the United States, if that works, there are certain things you can have in your past, especially in your company's past as well. It again, the assembly line approach to pop stardom is not a new concept, but it's a very disturbing
Think
concept.
about
So
what about what's that? The Mickey Mouse Club, and I think that's it. That's what I'm thinking of. And all the Disney kids.
yeah,
What happened to them?
I mean, some of them are obviously still around. Justin Timberlake is acting, Christina Aguilera still exists, Britney Spears still exists. And
But there's a big but D,
there are
right?
many
There
more.
are more failures and more disturbing kids that grew up
Well,
that came out of these two groups, right?
that's always gonna be the sort of the tragedy. Like,
Yeah.
there are gonna be kids that are gonna
Even
be
case
famous.
in point, like Lindsay Lohan. She's famous for being herself.
She started off being famous for being an actress, and now she's famous for being a cokehead and a party fiend and alcoholic. So,
For being herself, then.
yeah, sure. That's the way I would call
I
it.
don't know.
She's famous because she's famous at this point.
Yeah. I don't know. Who would still want to work with her?
It
Think
depends on
about.
the role.
Okay, if she's gonna play a cokehead, then I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. She was in Machete, which was a couple years ago, and she wasn't terrible, so. But she was basically a cokehead in the movie.
She didn't have to act, right?
Not much, no.
Okay. Okay. All right. I've had enough of the Disney kids and the Mickey Mouse Club kids. Right. So yeah, episode 53 is a wrap. Don't say 52. This is 53.
So thank you for listening again, guys. The email address is thealwaysrationalkpoppodcast@gmail.com. Website is arkpop.com, twitter.com/arkpoppodcast, facebook.com/arkpop.
And that's it. Did we forget anything? No.
I don't think so.
Yeah. So thank you everyone for listening, and you guys have a great day, great week. great weekend wherever you are. Bye.
다 잊었다고 난 생각했나 봐. 내 마음조차 날 속였었나 봐. 마주 보던 날들 함께 웃었던 얘기 따뜻했던 그 공기까지도
참 선명하게 다 남아있나 봐. 단 하나도 잊을 수가 없나 봐.
그만하면 됐다고 이미 바보 같다고 날 다그치며 미워하지 마. 내 가슴 속을 내게 하는 건 내 머릿속을 쉬게 해주는 건 너의 사랑밖에 없어. 털어내려 해도 내 마음은 또 너에게로 가. 보고 싶은 생각뿐이야. 널 잡고 싶은 마음뿐이야.
너무 어울렸던 그 이름 불러봐. 마지막에 너를 한 번 더 잡았다면 지금 우리는 달라졌을까.
참 쓸데없는 생각을 하는 나 또 기대하고 또 무너지는 나.
미련 두지 말자고 이제 그만하자고 날 다그치며 미워하지 마. 나 없이 잘 지내.